Zondervan presents Betrayal, Book 2 in the Where the Heart Lives series by Robin Lee Hatcher. Read by Laurel Merlington. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Psalm chapter 9, verse 10. Prologue. Spring, 1881. The train belched black smoke as it chugged across the wide prairie. In the third rail car were 26 orphans and 2 adults from Dr. Cray's asylum for little wanderers. The children had left Chicago and were headed west for placement, hoping to leave poverty, cold, and hunger behind them. Technically, the Brennan children weren't orphans. Although their mother had died this past winter, their father was still alive, somewhere, at least as far as anyone knew. But when it came to his children, Sweeney Brennan was as good as dead. 13-year-old Hugh was now the head of the family. He'd promised his mother on her deathbed that he would take care of his younger sisters. He was determined to keep that promise. Only how? He'd been warned it was unlikely they would find a family to take in all three. Well, he would just have to do some fast talking. If he'd inherited anything from his father, it was the gift of gab. Hugh turned away from the window to look at his sisters. Leaning against each other, Felicia and Diana slept, lulled by the warmth of the rail car. Wisps of Felicia's long hair fell across her face. He leaned forward and brushed it aside. She opened her eyes and gave him a groggy look.
"Are we there?" she whispered.
"Not yet. Soon, I think."
Releasing a sigh, she closed her eyes again.
"I'll take care of them, Mum."